There are two practice questions to finish this session. In the first, simply click on whichever of Claire's assets you think are chargeable to inheritance tax. As Claire is not domiciled in the UK, only UK-situated assets are chargeable to inheritance tax. Her house in Guernsey is outside the UK. The Guernsey house is excluded property and is outside the scope of UK IHT. The house in London is a UK asset, so it is chargeable to IHT. The UK premium bonds will be regarded as excluded property under one of the exemptions in Section 6 of the Inheritance Tax Act. Under Section 6, assets such as premium bonds, national savings certificates, etc., are excluded property if they are owned by somebody domiciled in either the Channel Islands or the Isle of Man. Claire's shares in a French company are situated outside the UK and are not charged to tax. The same is true of Claire's bank account in Guernsey. However, the cash in Claire's bank account in London will be chargeable to IHT as it is a UK asset. Claire's US dollar account situated in a bank in London is regarded as excluded property under one of the exemptions in Section 157. Remember, foreign currency accounts held in the UK by an individual neither domiciled nor resident in the UK are treated as excluded property. Finally, the cash of £100,000 owed to Claire by her friend is a chargeable asset, as it is situated in the UK. Debts are chargeable assets and are situated where the debtor is. As Claire's friend lives in the UK, the debt is regarded as a UK asset. You are told in the question that Gunther is domiciled in Germany. However, as he has lived in the UK for at least 17 of the last 20 years, he is deemed to be domiciled in the UK for inheritance tax purposes under Section 267. Therefore, the whole of Gunther's worldwide estate, including his Jersey bank account and the property in Germany, are subject to inheritance tax. These total £890,000. As Gunther had made no lifetime transfers prior to his death, a full nil band is available, leaving a taxable estate of £565,000. The inheritance tax, before reliefs, is £226,000. As overseas tax has been suffered on the German property, Gunther will claim unilateral double tax relief under Section 159 to reduce the UK IHT payable. The double tax relief will be the lower of two numbers. The maximum credit is the foreign tax suffered, which in this instance is £100,000. We must compare this to the UK tax charged on the German property. If we take the inheritance tax of £226,000 and express it as a fraction of the total estate, we have an estate rate of 25.393%. Therefore, the UK tax on the German property is £300,000, at 25.393%, giving £76,179. This is lower than the overseas tax suffered, therefore the double tax relief is £76,179. The double tax relief therefore reduces inheritance tax payable to £149,821. The excess foreign tax credit is wasted. This concludes this session on deemed domicile and double tax relief.